this hour, we'll hear a sonata by Frédéric Chopin, originally written for cello and piano, transcribed and performed by Penn State faculty violist Timothy Dighton. And another PSU faculty member, violinist James Lyon, will join the Penn State Philharmonic for the Violin Concerto by Samuel Barber. I'm Christine Allen. Welcome to In Performance at Penn State. To begin this hour, we'll hear music composed in 1846 by Frédéric Chopin. It's his Sonata for Cello and Piano, which we'll hear in a transcription for viola and piano. Penn State faculty violist Timothy Dighton tells us more about the piece and his arrangement of it.
This was Chopin's last major work, and it was actually one of only 9 pieces he ever wrote for anything other than the piano. And everything, of course, had the piano in it, out of those 9 pieces. Apparently, he wrote mostly the cello part first and then tried to figure out how to get the piano part to accommodate that. So he sort of had to curb his natural pianistic tendencies a little bit. So it still sounds, you'll hear a lot of Chopin, but it's maybe not completely typical. The process of arranging it for the viola was quite interesting because I can't play that lower octave that the cello has. So we had to, in a lot of places, we had to decide what octave to play it in. Quite a lot of it I can play in the octave that the cello has, and some of it we had to go up the octave or figure that sort of thing out. And it seemed a little bit like Chopin did the same thing even in the original version, trying to decide where he wanted to put the cello. When they gave the premiere, it was his last public performance, and it was extremely well received, so he went out on a good note.
Here is Timothy Dighton with pianist Christopher Guzman to play Dighton's own transcription for viola and piano of the Cello Sonata by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
Two musicians from the Penn State faculty, violist Timothy Dighton and pianist Christopher Guzman, performed Dighton's own arrangement of the cello sonata by Frédéric Chopin. That performance was recorded in April of 2018 in Music Building 2 of Penn State's University Park campus. Stay tuned for one of the most popular violin concertos of the 20th century by a Pennsylvania composer. That's coming up in just a moment on In Performance at Penn State.